Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1576. Is there a cheat code to get six-pack abs faster? By Donna Cristiano with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, I'm sure you're eager to hear about how to get six-pack abs and if there's a shortcut to getting those. So let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Is there a cheat code to get six-pack abs faster? By Donna Cristiano with Healthline.com. Overview. Ripped, chiseled abs are the holy grail of many fitness enthusiasts. They tell the world you're strong and lean, and that lasagna has no sway over you. And for many, they're not easy to achieve. Athletes aside, most people have abdominal muscles veiled by a layer of fat. Some of it is near the surface of the skin, also known as subcutaneous fat. Some of it is deep within the abdominal cavity itself. This is known as visceral fat. The more fat you have, the longer it will take to shed it, and then to showcase six-pack abs. What's a six-pack? The major muscle in the abdomen responsible for that washboard appearance is the rectus abdominis. It's a long, flat band of fibers that extends vertically from the pubic bone to under the ribs. It lies over the internal organs and functions to help hold these organs in their proper place. It's a divided muscle with a right and a left half that run parallel to each other. Each half is divided into three segments by connective tissue. These six bands of connective tissue are what give the abdomen its six-pack appearance. Regardless of how well-toned your rectus abdominis is, if it's hidden under layers of fat, your six-pack won't be visible. According to Harvard Health, roughly 90% of body fat is subcutaneous, meaning it lies just under the skin. It's the squishy stuff that forms your belly, and it's body fat that you can grab with your hands. About 10% of fat is the visceral variety. This fat lies beneath the abdominal wall and in the spaces that envelop the intestines and liver. It secretes hormones and other substances that cause low-level inflammation, which has a direct effect on the development of things like heart disease, dementia, and certain cancers. Doing targeted exercises like crunches is great for toning abdominal muscles, but losing both subcutaneous and visceral fat is the first step to unearthing your abs. According to the American Council on Exercise, you'll need to lower your body fat to about 14 to 20% for women and 6 to 13% for men. On a scale used by this council, this is known as the athletes category. Even then, some people don't have the genetic makeup necessary for six-pack abs. That's because they may have thicker skin and tissue surrounding the rectus abdominis, making it harder for ripped abs to show. Some people also have asymmetrical or angled tendons crossing over the rectus abdominis, making their abs look less like a washboard. Lowering your body fat level. Lowering your body fat percentage can be a long and painstaking process. Research published in the journal Obesity notes that in the United States, the average woman has about 40% body fat, and the average man has about 28%. Women naturally carry more fat than men because of the hormone estrogen. most men and women have to lose at least half their body fat for their abs to show. The American Council on Exercise says a 1% body fat loss per month is safe and achievable. Given that math, it could take a woman with average body fat about 20 to 26 months to achieve the appropriate amount of fat loss for six-pack abs. The average man would need about 15 to 21 months. What you should do to get abs. The good news is that you have abs. The bad news is that there's no quick and easy way to unearth them. Exercising your abdominal muscles with targeted exercises will help to strengthen and shape them. Reduce calories. Cut about 500 calories from your daily diet if you want to lose 1 pound a week. If you're exercising, you may be able to cut fewer calories. If you burn 250 calories by working out daily, you may need to only cut calories by 250. Increase protein intake. When you lose weight, you also lose lean muscle. To help maintain muscle mass, it's important to consume adequate amounts of protein, the building block of muscle. Aim for roughly 1 to 1.5 grams for every 2 pounds you weigh. One analysis published in Nutrition Reviews noted that while trying to lose weight, those who ate higher than average amounts of protein, like 1.2 to 1.5 grams per 2.2 pounds of body weight, were able to preserve lean muscle mass and improve body composition when compared to those who ate average amounts of protein in the 0.8 grams per 2.2 pound range. That translates into more than 90 grams of protein, or about 30 grams per meal, per day for a 150 pound person. And as a reminder, protein-rich foods include chicken, turkey, legumes, nuts, and certain dairy products like Greek yogurt. Choose high-intensity intermittent exercise. Examples of high-intensity intermittent exercise include sprinting for 20 seconds, followed by walking for 40 seconds, and repeat, and cycling at an all-out pace for 8 seconds, followed by a low-intensity pace for 12 seconds. According to research published in the Journal of Obesity, women who performed that type of cycling exercise for 20 minutes, 3 times a week for 15 weeks, lost more body fat than those who performed steady aerobic exercise. Add resistance training. Cardio plus lifting weights seems to be the magic bullet when it comes to losing fat. In one study looking at overweight adolescents, those who did cardio work for 30 minutes and strength training for 30 minutes 3 times a week for 1 year lost more body fat and whittled their waist circumference more than those who just did aerobic exercise. The takeaway. There is no quick and easy way to get six-pack abs. It involves discipline and a commitment to clean, healthy eating and regular exercise, including cardio and strength training. But while the process can be long and the work hard, six-pack abs are a fitness goal that can be attained by those who are committed to the process. You just listened to the post titled, "Is There a Cheat Code to Get Six-Pack Abs Faster?" by Donna Cristiano with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As today's author Donna mentioned, a lot of factors determine whether someone will ever develop six-pack abs. One of those is genetics. I once had a student in my exercise physiology class that couldn't perform a single ab move. Not a crunch, not a sit-up, not leg lifts. We would typically expect that if someone was unable to perform ab-specific moves like these, they probably wouldn't be sporting a six-pack. Well, we would be wrong. During one of the lab classes, I had students practice performing these ab-specific moves so that I could make sure that they were learning how to perform them correctly. This particular student wore a shirt that covered their upper abdominal muscles but left the lower ones exposed. And I'll remind you, this student could not perform a proper crunch, sit-up, leg lift, or any other ab-specific move. But somehow, their lower abs, arguably some of the hardest to develop, were so well-defined, they looked like they were chiseled out of granite. All of this to say that genetics may have played a role here. When it comes to performing ab-specific moves, and which ones are most effective for helping make those muscles pop, it really comes down to variety and consistency. Find ways to work your ab muscles consistently while incorporating different exercises. So in addition to performing strength training exercise and cardio, incorporating ab-specific moves like crunches, sit-ups, leg lifts, and so on can help too, because these help ensure that the abs are toned and strong, and plus, it's just good to have strong abs and strong lower back muscles to help with your posture. Now, there are a lot of ab routines out there, and they all claim to help you get that elusive six-pack. Now, I've done the math, and I found that there's a common theme among most of these ab routines. You have to dedicate about 45 minutes per week to performing a variety of ab-specific exercises. So we could divide this up into 15-minute sessions 3 times a week, or 10-minute sessions 4 to 5 times per week, or 5-minute sessions 9 times per week, whatever suits your schedule. Oh, and this is again in addition to regular cardio and strength training. But if you spend the time and are careful with your diet too, hopefully you can have abs that look like they were chiseled out of granite. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.